Blog Talk Radio.
You'll be listening to Box Set here on GoldBoxMedia.com with your host.
But the laws of physics no longer apply in the future. God help you.
The oh-so sexy cat.
Oh, my breath, they're really strong.
And the almighty bad.
It's simple. Just take the hydraulic phase shift emulator and attach it to the transdimensional photon particle emitter. Boom, new tower.
From the screw it. Hey guys, how's it going? Oh my gosh, you know I am so glad that British lady was like, hey, you know your show's about to start. You guys probably should stop talking and actually, you know, do the show. It's like your show's starting in 5 seconds. Oh,
that is great.
Okay, wasn't expecting that. So, oh my gosh, hello guys, welcome to Box Sense here on CodeBoxMedia.com. Wonderful to have everyone here. Like to welcome our new call screener, Shriggs, who is in the screening room right now, and no doubtedly cannot hear me, so we can make fun of him for all the time we'd like, and that is a good thing. But Shriggs does our wonderful artwork, and it is a blessing and a honor to have him a part of CodeBox. He does such an amazing job. He is responsible for all the amazing artwork you guys have seen that is going on for our Valentine's Day contest, and also our weekly comic that we do about Star Wars: The Old Republic and just silly things in gaming. This week's comic made me almost pee myself. It was great. I loved it. It was such a classic. But
he's wonderful, really.
Yes, Kat, if you could boost your mic up just a touch, that would be much appreciated. My week has been pretty well. It's been a rough 24 hours. I'm running on 3 hours of sleep, and I had to reform my computer at the last minute because I get the blue screen of death. No idea why. I think my hard drive is going bad. But hey, that's okay.
Oh, you gotta love those.
Oh, I do, because blue is not my favorite color. So I'm like, oh, that's great. I get to look at my not favorite color. But it's my wife's favorite. So, and a big thank you to her for letting me do the show this week. She's sick, and she's not feeling good. So everyone needs to thank her for letting me be on the air and not taking care of her 24/7 today. So, big thank you to the wife.
Send her flowers.
Oh, okay. I'm counting on it. And Kat, how about you? How was your week?
It was slow. Like your wife, I've been sick as well. So it's kind of rubbing off. And if I sound like I'm really stuffy, that's the reason why.
Yeah, it's, man, Ohio, like, literally we have probably a foot of snow outside right now. I didn't even notice until I woke up and I was like, oh, it snowed. Okay. It was actually kind of a surprise, and it was just like, oh, hey, there's snow on the ground. Cool. Awesome. So, guys, we have a wonderful guest with us today, and we are very excited to have this guest on. But before I introduce her, if you want to call in and ask her any questions, ask us any questions, or just kind of talk about anything that we talk about during the show, the phone number is as follows, 347-838-9713. That, once again, is 347-838-9713. And Shriggs will screen your call, make sure you're not going to troll us, because that would be a no-no, even though it would be funny. I remember listening to a couple of local radio stations, and people would just kind of call in and just, like, yell bad words. And this was before the delay was in place. We have to thank, what's her name, the boob slip lady in the Super Bowl for that one, whatever. What was her name, Janet
there
Jackson or something? Yeah, there we go. Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure that's probably still on someone's TiVo somewhere. But, you know what? Let's get right into the guest before I fumble over myself and make you guys go, wow, you need sleep. And I do. So, Cindy, it is wonderful to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. Cindy is Kat, why don't you introduce Cindy?
I actually had the pleasure of communicating between Cindy and myself. And Cindy Bowens is the community director for Treon World, which develops the most wonderful popular game that everybody knows, Rift. Cindy, thank you so much for taking the time for us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great to be here.
Now, our basic discussion tonight for our listeners, just to let them know, is going to be about the event that you have coming up. And it's actually really a great event. It really got me excited. It's the Rift Wedding Valentine's event. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, that's coming up next Tuesday on Valentine's Day.
You know, if you believe that... That's okay, Cindy. I was just going to say, do you believe it's already almost Valentine's Day? This year seems going by fast.
I know. I'm still getting a little weirded out every time I write 2012. So
There you go. Exactly. Can you explain a little bit to our listeners? Everybody pretty much knows Rift, but for some of our newer listeners and some who may not know what Rift is, can you explain a little bit about what Rift is and its storyline?
Well, Rift is a massively multiplayer online game. It's set on a fantasy world called Talara, and there have been lots of battles over this planet between gods and all of these entities, and the very fabric of reality has broken, and there are these rifts where creatures are coming through to battle against the population. And there are two sides of the human population, well, player population, sorry, that fight against these things. We have the Guardians, who are a more spiritual group, and they believe in the gods of the Vigil, and they pray for the gods to help them fight their battles and defeat these enemies. And then on the other side, we have the Defiants, who believe in technology. They believe that the gods have failed them, and it's up to them to help themselves. So both of these groups are fighting common enemies, but they have very different ways of going about it. So they often fight each other as well. So that makes for a lot of PvP fun, as well as just enjoying the game itself as any other MMO.
And just to kind of let our listeners know, I enjoy Rift. I really enjoy Rift. I enjoy the graphical atmosphere of Rift was amazing. You have some wonderful talent over there in Treon World, and I really applaud the developers and yourself for getting us really involved, because it is an MMORPG, but it really focuses a lot on the RPG aspect, allowing people to really get into their characters, and which brings us to our discussion of the weddings for this event, because you're getting the community involved through weddings with this the Guinness World Record title. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it's just something we wanted to do to have a little bit of fun with our players. We really are close to our community. I mean, that's the one thing that I have to say about everyone at Treon, including and especially the developers. They do read the forums and that sort of thing, but they also play the game. All of us have private play characters that we actually play. So, you know, very often you may be in a guild or in a group or running a dungeon with one of our developers or producers or artists. You just never know. And, you know, so it's wonderful for us as a community team to, you know, be able to take feedback to a dev team that really is close to what's going on with the community. But anyway, we really like to give the community things they're asking for. And weddings were a big thing for the RPG community. You know, that's something that has existed in MMOs for a long, long time. I mean, I remember way back, you know, in the Realm and EverQuest and those early MMOs, players would get together and put together their own weddings. And I used to be a guide for EverQuest, and that was one of the things we would do, is conduct wedding ceremonies. So this was something that the team just really wanted to take a step further, instead of just it being an entirely player-run, role-playing type of thing. They decided to give them some tools and some assets and some things to really make it great. So I don't know if you've seen all the things that have been added for the weddings, but the wedding dress is beautiful. I love it. You know, and so there are mechanics in the game to actually now be able to have a ceremony where you can bring your friends and have a big celebration. And so once they got to the point of saying, hey, this is going to be in the game, isn't this great, we thought, well, Valentine's Day is coming up right after that pass. Let's put together this great big event and see how many weddings we can have all in one day. And so we contacted Guinness. Chris, you mentioned Chris Schmidt. I believe he was in charge of all of that. And they said, yeah, they'd be interested. And so we put together a contest to try to find some of the best stories of love in the MMO world and put it all together. And you'll see it all happen on Tuesday.
That's awesome. You know,
It is.
I've always wanted to break Guinness Book of World Records and kind of be in there, so this might be my chance. I might have to sneak in there and be like, so, who wants to marry the fat person? Because, you know, I really enjoy making my character just really odd. Because, you know, you can make him, like, really, really short and plump. So mm-hmm. I'm those little weird plump dudes running around screaming their heads off that I'm awesome. Because, you know,
well,
like...
Well, you'll definitely have to stop in and see how things are going, because it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we have the, you know, the weddings can be run automatically. I mean, it's all scripted. You go to the wedding merchant, and you're able to buy a script that opens an instance so that you and all your friends can go to this private area and have your wedding. Or you could get married in public by one of our GMs or one of our community staff. We'll be in the game throughout the day, calling out the people and letting them know we're around, and we'll be there to officiate weddings if they want to have their wedding done by someone from Tryon. So we're really excited about it. The last big event we did like this was the Extra Life event,
yeah,
and where we had all of us in game identified and playing with our players side by side and having a lot of fun. So we're all really looking forward to spending the day just enjoying getting to interact with our players.
Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, Rift kind of really comes under fire because people are like, oh, they're just trying to be the next World of Warcraft, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you guys have a community aspect that's like nothing I've seen in an MMO before. I mean, you guys really do rival BioWare in the community aspect of things. You guys are always constantly saying, hey, how can we improve? Okay, well, what's our community want? What can we fix? What can we take away? That kind of thing. I enjoy reading your forums because it's less trolls and more just, okay, well, we really, really, really want to actually improve our game, and most of the community is that way as well. And, you know, hats off to you guys for, you know, sticking with it and just saying, you know what, we're going to – who cares what people think about this? This is how we're going to run our game. And it's working for you guys, and that's awesome because – unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there that are like, okay, well, we're going to make the next big whatever. And they do, and then they're like, okay, well, we listened to the community to make the game, and now we're just going to go our separate way and just be like, screw the community. We have our money. We're going to move on. But you guys have yet to do that, and I really commend you for sticking with it. Because, you know, I think for a company, it's hard to stick by your guts even though you're making money, because you're like, okay, well, we have our money, but we're not going to deviate from our original goal of community driven content. And the weddings is something that has never been done before to my knowledge, and it's a really neat and just kind of over-the-top community idea. And, you know, personally, I actually know a couple people that have actually found, you know, their husband slash wife over, you know, an MMO, a first-person shooter or something. So,
Oh, yeah.
You know, before people are like, oh, well, this is just a RPG nerd thing. I mean, you know, no, I mean, it's something fun for you to do. You know, say a husband and wife play this game, and they're like, oh, hey, we can be married in-game, and just kind of have that higher level of interaction and just kind of more of a, I don't know if you want to call it an intimate relationship, but it's more of just a virtual way of feeling that those two people are more connected in a virtual intimacy, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. It's they've come a long way, the whole weddings thing and relationships within MMOs. The contest that we ran for Valentine's Day was asking our users to submit stories about their love relationships within MMOs. And we had, I think last time I looked, we had about 16 pages of responses on the forums of people writing in with their stories of how they met someone they loved in game, or you know, kept in touch through MMOs. And my own story is like that. My husband and I lived quite a ways apart when we first met. We didn't meet in-game, but we played MMOs together while we were apart the whole time we dated. So definitely was a big bonding experience for us.
Well, people really look down upon, you know, these type of games because it's, you know, just like, oh, it's a antisocial thing to do. But it really isn't, guys. I mean, it's such a social aspect. It's ridiculous. It's, and, you know, Rift has really made the social aspect of gaming really integrated into their games. And it's great. I love it.
I do, awesome. Too. And coming from a my husband and I both play Rift, and we've been playing together since we first got married 20 years ago, so we're very much into the RPG aspect and the socialization of the community. So this really hit home, especially with your contest. Can you explain a little bit about the contest and what your fans had to do, and can you kind of expand a little bit about that?
Well, for the contest, we just had people post their stories, their love story in Talara or other MMOs, and then we just read through them and found the ones that we liked the best, which was really difficult because they were all great stories, so it was so hard to pick the winners. But the winners were given everything free in-game. The wedding outfits and all of that stuff, of course, have a fee when you go buy them in-game, but the winners get everything for free, and our community manager, Elrar, will actually be conducting their ceremonies for them. They'll be videotaping them, I believe, and screenshots, and just, you know, it was kind of a, hey, we'll do your wedding for you if you win the contest.
That's
so
great.
So we're throwing some virtual ceremonies that day for those couples.
Now, when you say videotaping, are they going to allow to have a, say, like a videographer type setting for this, where they can, you know, when you go to a wedding, a typical wedding, you have a videographer who videotapes the wedding, and then they get it on CD or mm-hmm. or whatnot, and they keep that as a keepsake. Is that going to be something that is going to be given to the winner for their characters?
I'm not sure how that's working yet. I know that we were still working on that when I left work last week, but that's what they're trying to set up, to be able to do some videotaping for them in-game.
That's really neat, because you get a lot of videotapes of in these games. You get, obviously, a lot of fans who videotape themselves in PvP, videotape themselves questing, and all that to put on, you know, YouTube or their mm-hmm. their guild websites. I think that it's a wonderful idea to videotape the marriage. That just pretty much shows the RPG aspect of it, and especially when they're already a couple. That's just really wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Tuesday. We're all so excited about it. It's been this has been a project that pretty much every department at Trion has had a hand in. So we're all just really looking forward to Tuesday and seeing how this goes.
Right.
People keep asking me, how many people do you think are going to get married? You know, how many? You know, what do you expect? And you know, we just have no idea. We've been talking about,
right,
you know, putting together a little betting pool to see if who gets closest to the actual number.
Could I
now
get
just
in on
the
that?
I'm sorry.
I asked if I could get in on the betting pool.
Oh.
I'll throw some virtual cash your guys' way, and you guys
there
can
you
kind
go.
Of flip me into the contest a little bit here.
Does the player get an option to the players that get married? Do they get an option to take on the same last name or unique title to show that they're branded as a married couple? How does that work?
Well, we don't have secondary names in Rift, but they do get a title. Once you're married, you get the title of the Avowed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now,
and heads up, though, those titles, they're not automatic. They won't actually
uh-huh.
be applied to the account for about a week. So I'm sure we'll get questions about that. People will be like, where's my title? As soon as they get married.
Exactly.
But it takes about a week for us to get them all generated and applied to the account.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily tell you who you're wed to.
No, no, and you know, we do have divorce papers in the game as well. So
you know, I've read about that, and now I guess if somebody who if they've already gotten married before February 14th and they still want to be part of the world record, they can purchase these divorce papers from the marriage coordinator and use them the same way. How does that work?
Marriage counselor.
That's it, exactly. We knew that would happen, you know, since the patch came out so far ahead of when we were doing this on Valentine's Day. We knew that people would get excited and go ahead and get married and then be like, oh, no, I missed the Guinness thing. So that's why we put the divorce papers in right away, so you could get a quickie divorce and run off and get married again. Now, the other thing to remember, though, is you do have to stay married until past 9 o'clock the next day. This event is running from 9 a.m. Tuesday to 9 a.m. Wednesday, and that's when we start counting. So if people get married and then they get divorced by the next day, it's not going to count.
Okay.
Oh, good. So I can marry, there you go, I can marry my husband and then I can divorce him without any feeling guilty. This is good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you
and you know,
what?
I love it. I don't know if you've been through the wedding ceremonies yet, but in one of them, in the scripted ceremony, it actually talks about you can no longer hoard your wealth for yourself, but you have to share it with your partner. I love that line in there.
You know, Kat kind of gave me a little fun idea. She actually said marriage counselor instead of what she meant to say. You guys should totally add that in there. I just see someone getting a job as a virtual marriage counselor. It's like, okay, well, tell me your problem. Well, he ninja'd this piece of loot, and, you know, I'm really upset with him, and, you know, just a thought. That might be a fun scripted event for you guys to do.
A new soul, right? Marriage counselor.
Yeah. A new soul.
You know, I know a lot of RPG, MMORPG games have special events on holidays and so forth, and they come with the quests. And doing these the event here, are there going to be added quests into this to earn like special pets or, you know, so forth? Or are you going to have extra little quests on the side for the event?
Not for the weddings. Now, the weddings themselves actually are little quests. I'm not sure if you've done them at all yet, but, you know, once you start the process, you're automatically assigned little quests and you complete them, and that's part of the marriage ceremony. But, you know, we've also got Carnival of the Ascended going on right now. So, you know, that was
right.
The big thing that came out with the last patch, and those events are going to be really starting to get going here pretty soon. So be watching for those, for new quests and new items and all of the things that are come with Carnival of Ascended.
Exactly. And this is why I haven't participated in the wedding yet, just to let you know, because you had added a little bit of those quests, and I really don't feel like working to have my husband's hand. That kind of is too much for me.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You are a true...
I'm an evil woman, I'll tell
you. Yeah. You are a true wife there, Kat.
You know which side I play then, huh?
I do. It's not that hard to figure out. You know what? Just move on. I won't go any farther than that one.
I know. You and I are horrible.
Yeah, we
Cindy,
are.
Do you feel that this will really attract more of the RPGers overall, those who had left Rift and want to come back? Or do you think it's pretty balanced outcome between the variety of hardcore raiders and casual gamers and RPGers? Or do you think this event will pretty much attract a whole lot of them instead of just the RPG?
Well, this is one of those things that was definitely focused on something we wanted to do especially for the RPG players, but also something that we thought would attract a number of people. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily classify myself as an RPG gamer. You know, I'm not real big into the RPG part of it, but I love the weddings. You know, I think it was a lot of fun. I mean, if nothing else, it was just a cute little thing to go to. It's a pretty, you know, a very nice instance with it, and just it was fun and it was cute. I mean, you know, it's not for me personally. I just had a good time with it, and the fact that we did something that was really especially for the RPGers, that's one of the things that's really important to me at Tryon is, you know, with an MMO, you know, we talked about feedback, and you guys and I talked a little bit about balance and those kind of issues. We know no matter what, we are never, ever, ever going to please everyone in the MMO world. It's
right.
just not possible. So, you know, we listen to the feedback. We listen to what we hear in-game. We see what's happening. We look at the statistics with the game. And then, you know, we do try to look at the individual groups and try to make sure that people are getting what they need. You know, the RPG groups, the PvPers, you know, the casual players, the raiders. You know, we've got all of these little sub-communities within our own Rift community. And the devs really do try to look at each one of those and say, you know, what can we do to make their experience better? And, you know, they do listen to suggestions. But, it, you know, it's all about balancing everything across the game, and that's what we have to look at. I mean, if we focus solely on PvP or solely on RP or, you know, all of that stuff, we'd lose all the rest of the group. So
right.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it really has tended to be that with every major patch, there's been focus on one group or another most of the time. So, you know, this time RPGers got a little bit of love, you know. And then,
right.
you know, another time a patch might have a whole lot more PvP type of stuff. And then, you know, of course, then there are the patches that have the brand new raids. And so, you know, it's always about just trying to make all of our players as happy as we can, knowing that we will never please everyone.
That's right. And, you know, and just to clarify, there's so much going on behind the scenes that the players really do not realize how much is actually put into developing a game from the baseline of it in the game engine and the graphic design to the voice acting and then on up to the community. There's so much involved that trying to please everybody is really, you know, just it's not going to happen. But for the most part, you with Rift, you guys have done a wonderful job because you're pretty much keeping it balanced on several different ends. So hats off to you on that. Just to let our listeners know, if you do have any questions for Cindy, you can call in at 347-838-9713. We're pretty much focusing on the RPG aspect of Rift. So if you have any developer questions, Cindy will try the best that she can to answer them, but she's probably not going to be the one to direct those to. So try to keep your calls towards the RPG community aspect on what we're focusing on. Cindy, another question I had for you, and this might be seem off the wall, but in a lot of the games these days, for instance, I'll give you BioWare's games of Mass Effect and Dragon Age, they have... The relationships in there are so intense that they're allowed to have the same-sex marriages or the same-sex relationships. For Rift, are these marriages going to be open and allowed to have same-sex marriages as well?
We put no gender restrictions at all. When you walk into the instance and you start the ceremony, the two people involved are asked to choose to be, I can't remember now exactly the phrase, but represented by the sun and moon. So one of you is represented by the sun and one by the moon, rather than gender. Right out of the gate when we started talking about this, we decided not to put any restrictions on. We've been very careful to try to keep things civil about all of that on the forums. Whenever that comes up, it tends to get a little bit of a heated debate. We understand it's a controversial issue, but we felt that that was the best way to deal with it. There are no restrictions. And besides, you know, it's an MMO. Who knows who is behind the screen anyway? So, I have several friends, several couples who are, you know, married friends, and they happen to have characters of the same gender, so they will be having a same-sex wedding, but... you know, no restrictions, nothing preventing anyone from, and out. Nah, there is the one restriction, Defiance and Guardians.
Yeah.
You can't get married there.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, you know, one thing that just honestly kind of irks me is when the, you know, the quote-unquote Christian groups and people like that are like, oh my gosh, they're allowing gay marriage. And it's just like, it's a video game. Chill. It's just like, I feel that game companies handle it very well, and, you know, you're handling it very well as well, because you're not saying, you know, okay, well, this is going to be guy and girl. You're just representing the sun and the moon, and that's a perfect way to handle it, because
that is amazing. Yeah,
it's just you know, for those of you who really care, I mean, I'm a Christian myself, and it honestly doesn't bother me. It's a game. I mean, it's not going to turn our kids into mindless zombies or turn them into something that they're not supposed to be. I just, it's something that whenever I read it on the forums or something, I'm just like, really, really, calm down. It's, they're pixels. It's not like you're getting forced into that type of thing. So thank you for handling it the right way. Thank you for not making a big deal out of it, because I think a lot of companies have kind of found out the hard way that if they handle it in a big deal, then they kind of get a lot of flack for it. But you're just like, okay, well, we're just going to add that and not talk about it. And that's honestly the best way to do it, is just to put it in the game. And if someone notices or someone asks, you're like, okay, well, this is how we're going to handle it. And you just kind of leave it at that and not go, well, we feel this way or we believe this. It's you guys have handled it the correct way, and I think a lot of companies need to kind of follow your example and just kind of put it in there and just keep moving and just not, yeah, I mean, good job.
It's one of those things that there's no way for it not to be upsetting to someone, you know. I mean, no matter how it's handled, someone is not going to like it. So,
yeah,
you know, we did feel like that was the best way to do it, make the decision, and just that's it. And, you know, we don't allow politics and religion on the forums for a reason,
yeah,
because those arguments are never resolved. They're never won. They just deteriorate into name-calling usually. So the discussion has come up on the forums, you know, we've addressed it. We've let people talk about it a little bit. And then usually when it deteriorates into name-calling, we shut the thread down and say, okay, let's move along now. So, but even with that, I have to say our community has been really, really good about it. I mean, even those threads that we've had to shut down did not spiral completely out of control. You know, people were pretty respectful. And, you know, most of the threads for several pages stayed, you know, relatively respectful debates and discussions before
That's
it got
good.
Into name-calling. So I was really proud of our community, the way they handled it. I expected things to get a little bit worse than they did.
Yeah.
And I was really proud of them.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
great.
You, go ahead, Kat, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Beth, I think we might have a caller for Cindy.
Yeah, Shriggs is currently inspecting him and making sure he's not troll, because the first three were obvious trolls, and Shriggs is like, yeah, a couple of them were just like randomly screaming into the mic and then hung up. So I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. I mean, you're going to get that. So Shriggs will let me know when our caller is available. So we will go ahead.
I was just going to ask, Cindy, have you gotten married in-game?
You know, it's really funny. My husband and I, like I said, we had a long-distance relationship, and we ended up getting married in Vegas, you know, running off for the weekend and got married kind of a thing. And that was fine, except I always kind of thought, oh, it would have been fun to have a real wedding, and kind of missed that a little bit. And, you know, we did our in-game wedding, and I got kind of choked up.
Aww.
I said, wow, this is really cool. Like, you know, we never did this little ceremonial stuff. I mean, it was all make-believe and in-game and stuff, but it did kind of touch me a little bit, I have to admit.
Yeah, and it looks like Shriggs dropped the other caller, too. So, guys, come on. You guys are better than this.
Cindy, did you get the dress and the whole the big ceremony, and did somebody from Trion do the officiating?
Oh no! I wanted to go through the scripted ones. I actually went through both of them. I wanted to see them, and then we're gonna get divorced and do it on Tuesday again too.
Nice.
So that one we'll probably do a little bigger and have some people in it. This one we just did by ourselves.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
Wonderful.
Now, one of the questions that I kind of just kind of been floating in my head as we're doing this interview is, do you think that this might actually turn into something that is, you know, maybe, I guess, acceptable in the gaming community to say, well, hey, we got married on Rift, so we're officially married? I mean, I know maybe that's not the correct person to ask this question to, but, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just something that would eventually happen, or do you guys not really think that far ahead? And I'm just kind of maybe thinking way out of the box here.
I don't know.
Yeah. that
if they got married in game, they would be married in real life.
Yeah, I mean, again.
Are there any RPGers that are really like that?
Yeah, I've actually met a couple.
Wow, it's official then. I should have done that with my husband instead of doing the whole series. Save me money.
Well, the reason I ask that is because, you know, this actually happens a lot in Japan, where, like, they'll marry their Sims character or something, and they're officially married to that in-game character, or they'll be officially married over a certain video game, and then those two people will be officially married. That's just kind of been in my head the past couple minutes. So I just kind of threw that out there. Maybe it's kind of maybe an over the top question.
Well, as far as I know, there are no plans for that at Tryon.
Okay. just out of curiosity, because hey, you know what? Japan is smart, so maybe they know something we don't. So I
there you go. There you go. It'll save on the real divorce papers.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, Cindy, before we wrap this up, can you just kind of give us a brief overview of the wedding, when it's going to take the world record, when it's going to take place, and some of the gifts, the romantic gifts and options that are going to be available for the players?
Well, it starts 9:00 Pacific time on Tuesday morning is when the actual Guinness event starts. And so anyone who gets married and stays married during that 24-hour period will count towards the Guinness record. To get married, you need to go to the marriage coordinator in your capital city for your faction. And there you can buy, first of all, the wedding clothes, which are just gorgeous. I love them. It's a beautiful wedding gown and a tuxedo. And so you buy your clothes. There are bouquets. You buy it's this pretty little flower that you buy that you click on for the wedding instance to start. You can actually purchase a book that once you put it in your collection, it walks you through every single step of what you need to do for the wedding. So, and I was so glad to see that. I think it's just really cool that they did it that way. So you don't have to worry about finding the website with all the directions or anything like that. There's actually a book in game that tells you every single thing you'll need to know about getting your wedding done. And
oh, wow.
You get dressed, you get ready to go, and then you click on your instance, and it says, you know, are you ready to transport to go to your wedding? And it takes you and your partner into the instance. Then there's an NPC there that will help you start inviting guests. Once your guests are invited, they can help invite people once they're in the instance. So, you know, if you've got a great big guild, you can start inviting a few people, and then they can all start helping you invite as well. Then once you have all of your guests there, you go to the minister for the area. You click on him and tell him you're ready to start. And I will not go into detail on the rest of it. I want people to be surprised.
There you go. Save a surprise.
Right. It's a beautiful little ceremony. And like I mentioned before, it gives you little quest things that you need to do within the ceremony to complete it. And gives you step-by-step instructions. And then you have a little reception there for you and your friends, and it's just gorgeous. I love it.
It sounds amazing, really. And just for my own personal knowledge, if I really like my wedding dress, does it have statistics on it or anything to help so I can slaughter people in my wedding dress?
No, I don't believe it does. But, you know, you can put it in your wardrobe slot. In fact, I bought one and dyed it bright red, and I love it.
That's wonderful.
That's a very disturbing question, Kat. I appreciate that one. Hey, after I get married, can I go on a murderous rampage? No.
But I like that, though. You can put it in your wardrobe slot. I can't wait to see people out there fighting trolls in their wedding dress.
In their wedding. There you go. Exactly. I think that's just really kind of a sexy view of a female. She knows what she's doing. She's going around there killing, but she looks good doing it.
Yep, and keep that bouquet in one hand, too, right?
Exactly. That's awesome.
Well, Cindy, it was so wonderful to have you with us tonight. I am really excited for this, and I think it's a wonderful idea. Everybody at Treon World has great ideas, and keep them coming, keep them rolling in, and all I can see is good flourishment in the future for Rift.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It was great to be here, and I'd be happy to come back anytime. And I hope you enjoyed the Valentine's Day event. Let us know what you think about it.
Definitely. And when you do, if we do it, have you back, I want to know how the divorce went.
Oh, I'm only going to divorce him long enough to marry him again, that's all.
There you go. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Cindy, thank you so much again for just you know, sharing your experience and just the Rift world. So thank you very much, and we will talk to you hopefully later.
Okay, thank you. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yay. Shriggs, thank you for feeding out the trolls. You people make me sick.
Thank you, Shriggs. Can we get Shriggs on here with us? Or,
yes, we can.
Or is
Shriggs,
he falling asleep?
Sir, are you there? Shriggs? Shriggs. Shriggs.
He got tired of the trolls.
Shriggs.
Hello?
No. Shriggs.
Oh,
there you are. Hi, Shriggs.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Thank you so much. So why don't you explain to us the trolls? I'm actually interested in hearing about this.
Yes, and just to let you know, Shriggs, you're live on air right now. So.
Yeah, okay. So, what happened was, four people called in. Two of them would not say anything. I'd say, hello, caller, what's your question? And I would get no response, just feedback. So either the mic was bad, or they didn't want to say anything now to get in trouble.
Mm.
And the other two were just, either they were saying just profanity and swear words as fast as they could from their microphone or phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were playing something off YouTube into the microphone. It was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, joke's on you guys, because we have a call screener. None of that crap on the air.
I am a god to you people. I stepped you out like ants.
I mean, yeah. I'm flipping you off right now and you can't see it, so screw you guys.
There you go, Shrek. That's
He's
your next comic.
He's doing it as hard as he can.
Yeah, you know, it's... I understand.
Ridiculous.
Well, the part of the problem is there is not a lot of love for Rift in the MMO community because their slogan was "You're not an Azeroth anymore," and you know everyone's like, "Oh, they're just trying to troll World," and it's just like, well, it was a smart marketing campaign. Like, if you think about it, it really worked because
I liked Rift.
It's a great game. The community and the RPG aspect of it is something that I've always enjoyed. Now, they did ruin my PvP a little bit, but no one's perfect. Like she said, they can't keep everybody happy. So I play it for the community aspect, and honestly, I play it just to have fun, and I don't really worry about a lot of the higher-end stuff, because honestly, I don't have time.
The trolls on the forum.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You're going to get a lot of that.
It's more fun trolling people the correct way than trolling people the wrong way. And calling
hats off to.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you do it the wrong way, they're going to call them and screw it up.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Whatever. But Shriggs, thank you for being our call screener. I'm actually going to keep you on air for the last 15 minutes, and we'll go over the topics and stuff.
Cool.
because as you guys can tell, I'm not here. Kat, thank you for stepping up and doing the interview. I appreciate that very, very much.
Well, Bass has only had 3 hours sleep, so he's running off of empty, pretty much. And if he's running off of anything, it's running off of caffeine. And we all know what happens to Baz when he drinks caffeine. And if you know what happens to Baz when he drinks his hot chocolate, he sweats.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's just not what we want right now.
I was thinking about drinking one of my beers, but I'm like, I haven't had anything to eat. That will end badly. I'll just get instantly gone. Yes, guys, I'm a lightweight. Get over it. I can't hold my alcohol whatsoever. But then again,
me either, but that's okay because I'm a fun drunk.
Yeah, I am too.
And I love everyone in the world drunk.
Exactly. I'm one of those people that are just like, I love everybody. So we have a couple of topics to get to. The first one, I actually want to put off my hat to EA's customer support. I know, shocking. I have been having trouble with Battlefield 3 for about a month now. There is a known issue that when you log in, it asked you for you to reset the password, and it wasn't letting me doing it, and it was aggravating. So I gave up. But I called their customer support, and, you know, I've just read horror stories about how terrible EA's customer support is. I wasn't on hold at all. The guy spoke very, very good English. I'm pretty sure he was from, like, Wisconsin or something, because he didn't, you know, like, hey, my name is George, how can I help you? And it's like, your name's not George, your name is Tricky Tiki Tavo or something. There's no way your name is George if you're sounding like you're from Israel or something.
Now, Matt, there is a fact, a secret I will tell you.
Uh-huh.
The best way to figure out whether or not they're in America is to try to make them say the word noodle. They cannot pronounce it correctly.
Noodle, really? I'll actually have to try that.
This is fact told to me by a comedian on the television.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so our facts, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna take that one and lock it away. Anyway, back to the story. But you know, he's like, oh, yeah, here, let me help you. And he's making sure that I'm who I say. I mean, he actually goes through the correct security steps, which I was very impressed with. And he's like, oh, shit, yep, sure, it's all set for you. And I'm like, really? That was it? He goes, yep, you're all set. I looked down my watch. That was 5 minutes. That's all it took, 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was shocked. I mean, the last time I had to deal with customer support was with Blizzard. And that was, we don't talk about it.
In Blizzard's defense, I was actually playing World of Warcraft late last year, and we had a couple problems with hackings. They were actually pretty speedy at it. They've gotten better.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. Good job, EA. You guys impressed me with your customer support. Now, I'm sure the next time I call in, I'll probably end up waiting 45 minutes on hold and getting some non-English speaker. I'm probably maybe have just gotten lucky, but that experience went very
well. Yeah, as you fixed it.
I probably did. But, you know, that's okay. Kat, I know you have a couple of segments to get to. I'm trying to find the sound bites. There you are. All right. Quiet down. Hey, just quiet down.
That's really
bad,
loud.
Bad. Now it's time for Family Game of the Week. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Turn your headphones down, you scrub cake.
Actually, I don't have a Family Game of the Week this week because I wanted to kind of touch base on something that was just out. It went viral, this video that went viral. I don't know if you've seen it.
Can I take a guess what it is?
It cracked me. No, I'm not shitting you guys. This thing cracked me up because I'm a parent gamer.
Uh-huh.
And this video was about a gentleman whose daughter had blocked him and his wife from her Facebook. Now, have you seen this or have you heard about this?
I have not.
At all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this dad is blocked. His daughter blocks him from her mother from her Facebook, and she posts all kinds of shit on Facebook about her parents. I mean, it's just insane shit about her parents.
Oh, that's funny.
And then how she's she writes in about how they need to stop telling her to do chores and they need to pay her now, and she can't get her schoolwork done because she's got to do chores.
How old is this, girl?
This girl is 15, going on 16.
She's a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Now, her father, this is her laptop she's writing this on. She asked her father to upgrade her laptop. Her father gets on YouTube after he finds out what she's done, and he is an IT person.
What the frick
are you going to do trying to hide your shit from your father who is in IT? I just do not understand that.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's 15. She thinks she knows everything. So, obviously, she's
exactly.
smart enough. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
So, get this. He gets on YouTube, and he makes this video, and he reads everything on her Facebook, and then he says, honey, this is your laptop, and this is my 42. And he shoots the hell out of the damn laptop.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And so
now I
got to
watch
viral.
It.
Yes, you have to see it. So if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and type in Dad Shoots Daughter's Laptop with Gun or something like that.
I'm
and
showing this to my friends and all my little brother's friends.
That's awesome. You know, there is a perfect phrase for this girl, and I have it right here.
I am a douchebag! Don't know how to play my class? Still do 20k DPS!
Yep, douchebag. Definitely douchebag. That's awesome.
Wow. And then, yeah, and the great thing about it is at the end he tells her that she owes him $100-something for the bullets in his gun that he can't use on her laptop.
That's even better!
Oh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, that's great. You know, I love stories like that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what burns my ass? A flame about this high.
And what burns my ass this week is Dota 2 Beta. Now, the game itself is awesome, but the trolls in this game are ridiculous. It is still in closed beta. I was actually lucky enough to get it randomly. Steam is just like, hey, you can play this now. And I'm like, thanks. Okay. So, you know, I'm relearning all the heroes and all their new mechanics, and their combat system is supposedly ported right from Dota, but it's not. And there are a couple things that are just really, really different. The last hit system is a little bit different, and just the auto attack speeds of some of the heroes is a lot different, so that messes with my head. And there's so many people that are like, you suck, and I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, it's closed beta. The stats are not even being recorded. It's just to test out the mechanics of crap. Chill. So, yeah. That is what burns my ass this week. It's been a horrible experience the past couple days. I don't know. It's aggravating, and, oh well, I'm over it. It's just, yeah. I don't know.
We feel for you, Baz.
No, you don't.
Do you have any crying scenes in here?
No, I don't. See, the best part about this segment is I can just rant, and you guys will just not say anything, because you guys either, one, don't care, or two, are like, wow, you're really a whiny douchebag. Shut up. Stop complaining.
I would
not
say
at all.
That's just me.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, gotcha. Striggs is the honest one. I see. Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm very honest.
Oh, okay. That was really, really, really enthusiastic and kind of creepy. But that's okay. Whatever. Play! And now it's time for Stop that. I love that sound bite. Oh my gosh, this show is slowly going downhill faster and faster. It's ridiculous.
I'm telling you.
Well,
must be something new in the show.
What?
Something must be something new you added.
Well, yeah, it's probably your fault.
Me?
Yeah, I just you're all right, Kat. What is gaming news?
In the news?
Yes, in the news.
In the news. Skyrim wins Game of the Year and four other awards at IAA's. Skyrim has already seen numerous accolades, and now the latest Elder Scrolls game from Bethesda can put another feather on his cap, adding a Game of the Year award to its collection. The 15th Annual Interactive Achievement Awards of the 2012 DICE Summit in Las Vegas saw Skyrim win a total of five awards, including Outstanding Achievement in Story, RPG of the Year, Outstanding Achievement in Gameplay Engineering, and Outstanding Achievement in Game Direction. Some of the outstanding achievements in original music composition included games like Portal 2 from Valve, and some of the game achievements in sound design included Battlefield 3. So if you play Elder Scrolls, we'd love to hear about it. You can give us a call, or if you don't think that they deserved it, you can give us a call at 347-838-9713, and Shriggs will hang up on you if you troll, so...
Yeah, don't.
I am your god. You are my bitch.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to get letters about that one. Thank you, Shriggs. I appreciate that.
Here's business over here, Baz. Here's business.
You know, another thing that's in the news is Blizzard taking Valve to court over the Dota trademark, even though they don't own Dota. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I have a drink. I would do a spit take, but I have a laptop in front of me.
Stop! Okay, their argument is because Dota was originally on Warcraft 3 that they own Dota. Huh?
I think I remember reading somewhere that Blizzard gave all rights to the person who made it somehow.
Yeah.
They have no reason to do it.
Icefrog,
no rights,
is
even.
The second original creator of Dota, the first creator of Dota gave the rights to Icefrog, and then Blizzard, Icefrog said, hey, I'd like the rights to this game so I can make League of Legends. He was the guy that started Riot Games and League of Legends, and then Han asked him, hey, can we directly rip off Dota from Warcraft 3? And he's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And then Han did their own thing, and that failed miserably. Mm-hmm. And now Blizzard has this Dota, Blizzard Dota, and it's on the StarCraft 2 engine. And I'm just like, okay, wait, what? I mean, I understand that Blizzard wants to try and keep certain nostalgia things to their game, but Dota 2 is already coming out, and this has been in development for so long, it's ridiculous. And I understand that Blizzard thinks that they have the right to own everything just because it was involved in their game, but they had no... They had no help in making the original Dota. Go ahead. Question.
I'm curious. So are they trying to gain the rights because of the name?
Yes.
Or, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Blizzard's retarded.
I just don't understand how that's going to work out, because I know with Mythic Entertainment, when they had Dark Age of Camelot, they claimed they had the rights to RVR, which is Realm versus Realm, instead of PvP, player versus player. I don't understand how a company can claim that they have the rights to a name. I mean,
here's an official statement from Blizzard. This is from joystick.com. This is on page 3, about one-fourth of the way down. This was posted by J.C. Fletcher about a day ago, and the article is just kind of a summary, but one of the quotes I have in here is, the world has been used exclusively in reference to a mod of a Blizzard game, the document explains. By virtue of that use, the Dota mark has become firmly associated in the minds of consumers with Blizzard. No, it hasn't. Including to significantly high popular scenarios. Blizzard games, blah, 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 blah. So Blizzard says, well, because Dota is associated with Warcraft 3, then that means we own the rights to it. One, it's a name. Two, Dota 2 doesn't even have any of the original models. It's all new models. The entire combat system is completely different. And pretty much everything about Dota 2 is not even remotely close to the first version. So that is just so frustrating. And
it is, you know. And the whole...
It's
the whole thing's confusing. Yep.
But, Triggs, thank you again, man, for being cross-ringer and weeding out the trolls.
No,
guys, kind of apologies for the odd show this week. It's been a weird one. Thank you again to Cindy of the Trion. I always want to call it Tron, but it's Trion, I believe. Is that how you say it? Yes. To the Cindy of the Trion community for just kind of being with us and explaining their new wedding features and their Guinness Book of World Records. So definitely try and be a part of that to try and break the Guinness Book of World Records. Kat, thank you once again for being a willing and participant to our show, guys. I promise next week is going to be so much better, and we look forward to talking to you guys once again. We will talk to you later, and wonderful week.